Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining, making it perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild breeze under blue skies, while in Haifa, the temperatures are comfortably warm. For those in Eilut, expect a sunny and hot afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, reports from Ynet indicate that Houthis have struck a Saudi oil tanker, escalating conflict in the Red Sea. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a Gaza withdrawal plan until Hamas disarms. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has destroyed launchers and a tunnel in Lebanon earlier today. Separately, Walla brings news that Donald Trump stated the Strait of Hormuz will reopen soon or Iran will face severe consequences. And finally, from I-24 News, Netanyahu has refused the Board of Peace plan for IDF withdrawal in Gaza, reiterating Israel's stance against retreating. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N, EWS English, shared just minutes ago that Yemen's Houthis have targeted another Saudi oil tanker in the Red Sea with ballistic missiles. Middle East 24 posted earlier today that President Donald Trump claims the U.S. has total control over the Strait of Hormuz, citing a naval blockade as a significant deterrent. Ariel Ozeran reported 19 minutes ago that the Houthis claim to have targeted the Saudi oil tanker Wafa off the coast of Yanbu, launching several missiles. Now for more on those stories, starting with the latest from Ynet. The Houthis have targeted a Saudi oil tanker near Yanbu with missiles. This attack marks another escalation in the ongoing maritime tensions in the Red Sea. The Iran-backed group has been striking ships and ports, raising concerns over oil supply disruptions and regional security. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report, Prime Minister Netanyahu has firmly rejected a White House draft proposing a withdrawal from Gaza. He insists that such a move will only happen if Hamas disarms completely. Netanyahu's statement underscores Israel's security concerns and the ongoing complexities in negotiating peace in the region. Meanwhile, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported on the IDF's activities in Lebanon. IDF forces, including the Kfir Brigade, discovered and destroyed weapon launchers and a tunnel linked to Hezbollah. This operation is part of Israel's broader strategy to counter threats along its northern border. Such actions continue to heighten regional tensions. Switching to Wallace coverage of Donald Trump's remarks, the former president declared that the U.S. is ready to ensure the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. He warned Iran of severe repercussions if they obstruct maritime traffic. This statement highlights the geopolitical importance of the strait, a critical oil transit route. Finally, from I-24 News, Netanyahu's rejection of the Board of Peace's plan reflects Israel's firm stance on territorial security. The ongoing conflict in Gaza remains a critical issue, with implications for both peace efforts and civilian safety in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the shekel is gaining strength, causing the dollar to drop to about 3.00 shekels. This shift follows expectations of a new agreement that could stabilize the currency market. Separately, Maariv Business reveals that El Al Airlines has seen a significant financial turnaround. Despite losses during Operation Lion's Roar, the airline earned $132 million in the second quarter, reflecting a strong recovery. And finally, from CTEC, CrowdStrike has invested in Israeli cybersecurity startup Abav. This strategic move underscores the rising demand for AI-driven security tools to combat insider threats. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.